What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We do have baseball back tonight. The Mets are in Washington to take on the Nationals. You got David Peterson and Jake Irvin, the starters. Mets lead the Reds by a game for the third wild card spot in the National League. Reds did beat the Angels last night 4-1.
And Luck swings and he sends a high deep fly ball to right. It is way back and it is gone on an 0-2 pitch. Gavin Lux hammers one out of here to straightaway right field. Two batters in, 2-0 Reds.
And that was all they would need as they wound up winning 4-1. That was Reds radio with the call. So you look at the standings, the Mets at 66-58, two less losses than Cincinnati as they've got two games in hand.
The Padres have fallen off here a little bit. They got swept by the Dodgers, and then they lost last night too, didn't they?
They did, and along the way in this game, you had an oddity, if you will. They were already down 4-0, so I don't know if this would have made a difference. They wound up losing by a run, but you never know how things go after this. But down 4-0 early, and this happened with Xander Bogaerts.
Bogaerts hits one high and deep. Ramos back, and I think a fan took that one away.
And so after review, they did deem that it was interfered with.
We just looked at that replay. Yeah. Did you think that that was fan interference?
They ruled.
99.
To me, it looked like the ball hit his glove first and then slipped out.
So Mike Schilt is the Padres manager.
I mean, that guy.
Unless that guy touched the ball first.
On the way down, perhaps.
Yes.
I don't know. It's a weird one. Here was Mike Schilt. He did get ejected for arguing with the umpire after the call was made, the reversal was made. How'd they make the determination?
The definition that we got from a replay was it was clear that there was some impediment that took place. Clearly, he didn't touch the baseball. With the angle of the ball coming and where it went and where it landed, there was not anybody who was impeding with him. And if it's so clear... If it's so clear, how come it takes 2 minutes and 40 seconds to figure it out?
Yeah, so he was
Holy
not happy.
Holy shilt.
I mean,
that's what I say.
What's hilarious about this is that guy had a giant handlebar mustache and an Abbott t-shirt. That's the guy who they said interfered with the ball.
He had an Abbott t-shirt.
Yeah, he was wearing an Abbott t-shirt, and he had a big handlebar mustache. And by the way, he wasn't even close to the ball. Like, look at how...
Wow, I could see how...
In the slow motion one where they zoom in, he's like... there it is, the Abbott t-shirt and the handlebar mustache. Yeah.
It doesn't look like he's interfering at all with the ball coming down, and it looks like the outfielder. Who's the outfielder?
I don't know.
All right.
The guy in the Giants.
Know who it was.
I have no idea.
Willie McCovey.
Not sure. So anyway, the Giants wound up winning the game 4-3.
Did Buster Posey play in the outfield?
He was a catcher and a first baseman.
I was just saying that because you said Willie McCovey.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, isn't Buster Posey like running the team or something now?
Yeah. He's the GM.
Yeah.
Matter of fact. The Yankees visit the Rays tonight at Steinbrenner Field. Carlos Rodon the start. Yankees, Red Sox, Mariners all tied for the three wild card spots in the American League. The Red Sox lost to the Orioles 6-3. Mariners fell to the Phillies 12-7. We also got word that Zach Wheeler had surgery to remove the blood clot in his upper right arm. No timeline given.
Yeah, but I watched an interview with his manager Rob Thompson, and Rob Thompson was thinking of Zach and his family. You don't want anybody getting injured like this. I mean, this is thrombosis. I mean, this is a major surgery.
Yeah, deep vein thrombosis, which is
This is not a hamstring. Rob Thompson said it's not a hamstring or an ankle or something like Aaron Nola was dealing with an ankle.
Right. I mean, if not handled properly, it's a life threatening situation for some people. Now, obviously, he's getting the best care in the world. So he will be okay. But as far as pitching wise, the rest of this year, it seems like it's going to be.
I just can't imagine that, especially at the level at which he has pitched over the last couple of years. Their starters have pitched more innings than any other team in the league.
Hmm. Very MetLife.
And what?
Very MetLife.
Sarcasm.
I'm kidding.
Is going there.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, but the point being is that this is why they protect these players. It's obviously from Tommy John surgery as well, but this is. This is something that's pretty common in pitchers, blood clots in their shoulders and elbows. So everybody out there is like, why can't pitchers go nine innings anymore? Well, this is one of the reasons.
Preseason football, the Bengals.
What does that mean?
Well,
if you don't agree with me, then just say you don't agree with me.
I don't agree with you.
Okay.
I mean, how many pitchers have surgery to have blood clots removed from their shoulder?
We've heard it many times before.
When?
You've never heard of blood clots in the shoulder?
Well, no, you kind of made it seem like it was common.
It's not as common as Tommy John.
Right.
All right, so you do your little football thing over there. I'll come up with an answer for you.
I'm not being a jerk.
I'm not saying you're a jerk.
No, I don't mean to be argumentative, but I don't really think it's very common at all. You big blonde boob.
Yeah, that's not what you said to me yesterday. Oh, thanks for coming.
I didn't say thank you. Yes, we needed you. I'll just give you this. So the Browns named Joe Flacco their week one starter, which is just amazing.
I mean,
it's cleanse week.
You've kind of become a cranky, instigative, pain in the ass jerkwad.
Guys.
All right.
You're right.
The Giants play the Patriots Thursday. The Jets face the Eagles Friday.
I haven't had my super porridge yet.
And yes, you did have the Bengals beat the Commanders 31-17 last night. Joe Burrow played into the second quarter, 9 of 14, 62 yards, and a 4-yard touchdown pass.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. We'll see you next hour.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.